welcome back to the Devil Radio Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. Again, you're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Or maybe you're checking the stream at devilradio927.com or the Facebook Live. Again, show is replayed tomorrow. In case you missed the first half of it, you can always catch that tomorrow, or you can check the podcast version that's available as of Monday as well. Just head to the podcast. All the great shows here on Devil Radio are all available on podcast too. So plenty of opportunities for you to check out the information, the interviews, the great people we meet and talk to, and the views expressed on other programs too. Really important information like that came out today. Great conversation on Sharp Elbows outside the pizza box is up next. All kinds of things happening. We move on with the Day by Local show and talk to now Julie of Bedazzled by Jewels LLC. Julie, good morning to you. Thanks for being on the program and talking to us about your fun and exciting local business.
Good morning, Jason. Thank you for having me on your show.
It's great to have you. I know we kind of coordinated a bit to talk about this. You do a couple things locally, of course. One of them is Bedazzled by Jewels. The website is Bedazzled by Jewels, JULZ.com. So bedazzledbyjewels.com. How did you start this business? And was this a hobby that turned into a business, or what's the backstory?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about that. So one day when I was at work, one of my coworkers had this beautiful bracelet on, and they were the handmade lamp work glass beads. And so I was talking to her about it, and she told me that there's a place in Madison that you can go to take a class. So I went to the Vinery in Madison, and I took a class on how to make glass lamp work beads. And it was love at first bead. So I was hooked from there. And quickly wanted to upgrade my equipment to make, you know, more beads and do more advanced techniques and things. And decided, well, I'm going to see if I can get a job at the Vinery actually teaching how to make glass beads. And so it kind of evolved from a hobby into a really strong interest. And then eventually I thought, well, I think I want to get a mobile torch studio and someday travel around to folk art schoolhouses and teach glass bead making classes. And so that's what I did. And that's how Bedazzled by Jewels became a mobile glass art studio.
That's fantastic. You know, one thing, Julie, that's rings true is that first loves do last forever. And you're proving that here with what you got with Bedazzled by Jewels. It's amazing looking at some of the fun things you've done, the variety, the creativity that goes into it. Is that what, I mean, obviously you must be a creative person if you like to do this, but was this a creative outlet for you as well to fulfill that? Or what are some of the other benefits of participating, making things like this that are all your own and unique?
Well, I was always interested in making things, you know, even as an early child. I think I picked up my first pair of knitting needles when I was about 5 or 6 years old. So making things and creating things has just always been a big part of who I am. And so, you know, discovering that the glass bead making process is, there's like no end to it. It's just so creative. And you can use different colors and different techniques. And I still take classes from professional bead makers on how to do things. So I feel like I will never learn it all, but every step of the way has always been so exciting and always leads me to the next level.
We're talking with Julie, the owner and founder over at Bedazzled by Jewels. The website is Bedazzled, or B-E-A, Dazzled by Jewels, JULZ.com, right here in Madison, Wisconsin. Julie, one thing I think it's really interesting is we've kind of all evolved and learned and seen how technology has become more and more immersed in our lives. And tell us about the importance and the benefits of doing something like crafting a piece of jewelry or taking a class to learn how to make something by hand and unplugging from some of those things at times and what that can do for people.
Yeah. Well, I think art in creating connects our senses with our emotions and our memories. And that's the purpose of art. And I believe that when we're making art, you're honoring your ancestors and you're giving to our generation of people, and you're also challenging future generations to be creative. So the technology has been wonderful during our recent COVID situations, where I've been able to take some classes online that I typically wouldn't have been able to take so easily. But being that we're all connected now virtually, we can have these classes and people can learn right in their own homes.
I think it's pretty remarkable. I mean, obviously, the technology has been huge during this time. I kind of joke with my kids about that. You know, if they were growing up in my time, we talk about it with, you know, on-demand programming and different things like that, that they all have access to right now. Where, you know, we told them, hey, TV, if we wanted to watch this one show, we'd have to wait a week to go watch the next show. So technology is great, and we're using it in so many different ways, which is fantastic. But I also love the ability to kind of use technology in a way to get information to people, but then also encourage that kind of high, you know, that eye and hand coordination and building something, creating something by hand, by scratch or from scratch, I think is really great and wonderful about what you do. Tell me about this though. What is the other piece that people really enjoy is something about having a very unique item, their very own, like there's nothing else like it in the world technically because they made it. It was their creation.
Exactly. They're made by hand. They're not made by machine. And so they may have little slight imperfections in them. And that's part of what makes them one of a kind and unique. They're made by hand.
So we're talking with Julie over at Bedazzled, Bedazzled by Jules LLC. I know you do classes. What are some of the other ways people can interact with you, support your business? I'm sure you do. You make products that you also sell? Do you do products based on customer orders and specifics where they want you to create it? Or what are all the ways that you interact with people?
Yeah. Well, I travel around to the folk art schoolhouses and teach the classes. And so I meet a lot of people that way. I'm on Facebook and I have a Square store. And people can go to my Facebook page and there's a button to click on my shop. And then they can see everything that I create. They can contact me through Facebook. My email address is also available. My website has a lot of pictures from classes and some of the things that I've made. Also, my contact information is there as well. So I am in the Madison area, and sometimes I do some of the local holiday type craft shows and things in the area. I don't tend to do outdoor art shows, though, just because it's glass and makes it a little bit more unpredictable in the weather, what it's going to do if the wind blows, or it's not a good thing for glass. So the different areas that I teach at, you can contact them as well as go to my website and see what my schedule is for classes.
We're talking with Julie over at Bedazzled by Jules. Again, the website, bedazzledbyjules, JULZ.com, right here in Madison. Julie, I wanted to ask you this. With creating some of the artwork that you do and using beads and those things and glass, do you create things when you're in different moods? Like, did you ever create a really dark piece when you were upset, or does your mood impact what you're creating, I guess, is what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, I think so. You know, that's part of what connects us to our art. But also, I feel that whatever season we're in, so the four different seasons, oftentimes will influence my color palette that I'm working with.
That's interesting. Of course, those type of things. And here in Wisconsin, do you ever find inspiration in nature? Do you ever head out to nature to kind of find some inspiration? And then after an experience like that, come back and make an incredible piece of jewelry?
Absolutely. And, you know, frequently. So I have some of my artwork in a gallery, and it's in Door County at the K. Allen Gallery. And one of my beads that I make looks just like Door County. It's got the blue water and the seagull flying in the sky and the sandy beach and, you know, some rocks around the beach area. So very much so landscape type designs. I do some organic free flowing things. And oftentimes the glass is going to want to flow where glass wants to go. And how to work with that is all part of the design.
Yeah, it's incredible looking at some of the examples here on your website too, to see the types of beads you make. It's so unique, so interesting. I don't want you to give away all the secrets, but anything on the process, I think is pretty remarkable to see what you can create. Before we run, though, to break, I just wanted you to tell people real quick about, again, where they can find you and connect with you and find ways to purchase the great items that you make or take a class from you.
Yeah, my website is a great place to start. If you go to bedazzledbyjewels.com, you can check out my store. There's a link to click on my shop. You can see what we do in the classes. The schedule for the classes is on my website. There's a Bedazzled by Jewels Facebook page for more information. I usually put more class pictures in there and also list the next stop where the next class is going to be. And also my email, which I'll give that out right now. And my email is Jules, spelled J-U-L-Z dot beads, B-E-A-D-S at gmail.com. So it's Jules.beads at gmail.com.
That's Julie, owner at Bedazzled by Jewels. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your great local business and for coloring our lives a little bit, Julie. Have a great rest of your weekend, and thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you so much, Jason. Have a great day.
We'll be back after the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local.
First time I saw